Simon Tov Tes, Sif Yud Beis. You have two people who are traveling, and one person recognizes a place, a good tree, or fence, or rock to become a Shvisa by, and the other one does not recognize a good place. So the one does not recognize a good place could tell his friend, I give over to you my Kinin Shvisa. That means Mr. Brewer says, tell him Shvisa, Simcha, I'm Kinin Shvisa with you wherever you are. And then, Zakim Machaber, the other one who is Makir could say, Shvisa, say no complaining, we are Kinin Shvisa in a certain place, by the place of that tree, by the Iker of that tree, and that works. Sifri Gimel, the Machaber says, that which you gave this heter, the Kinin Shvisa, without being Ma'ar Baragel, without actually being there, Benashmashes, and without being Ma'ar Pass, without putting bread or the appropriate food item, the appropriate condiment, or whatever it is, by the place you want to become a Shvisa. And it's enough just to say, Shvisa, so you're not complaining. My Shvisa should be in a certain place, such place, without actually going there before Shabbos. It's only a Baba Derech, a traveler, to give a special kula. Mr. Burr says, you gave a Derech, he's tired from traveling. They give a special kula to become a Shvisa with Dibur Ba'alma, just saying Shvisa, so I'm complaining, as long as he recognizes a valid place. But somebody in his own house, he's only kind of Shvisa if he goes there and sits there in Mashmashas, or he puts down the food of two suitors there, and that food is there in Mashmashas. However, somebody in his house, like we're saying, cannot be kind of Shvisa by just saying Shvisa, I'm complaining. And if he does, where is he kind of Shvisa? He's kind of Shvisa in his own house. The Mishnah Berurah says that here, it's not talking about Machlokes and Sifri Aleph, here, he's kind of Shvisa in his own house, regardless, there's no tzad that he's not, kind of Shvisa at all. You know, Sifri Aleph, we had tzad that he's Kareach, Mikam, Mikam, gets messed up both ends. Over here we say, since he's at home, he sure wants to become a Shvisa in his own house. There's no tzad that take that away from him. Simon Tov Yud. Somebody wants to become a Shvisa in a certain place, and he started traveling there, and he's on the way to get there, and become a Shvisa there, by Ben Hashmashas. You know, he did not get there in time, and did not make it there, like we had in the end of the previous Simon, but he's within 2,000 Amos of there, and he could have made it there if he had run there before Shabbos. Lamaisi didn't go, his friend convinced him to stop off by him, rest by him, or he saw on his own to go home and rest up at home and sleep at home. Or he just got delayed on the way. The Maisa, the Kinyan Shvisa works. The Shvisa, someone complaining, so to speak, works based on the fact that he meant to be Kinyan Shvisa, but that place they technically could have gone to and could have made it there and to Malkum Masurim, like a tree or a fence, or like we saw like a rock or something like that. And the Kinyan Shvisa works in that place, and you go to that place plus 2,000 miles past it in any direction. Now, the thought of the person who is Hechsa B'Derech, he started traveling, and therefore he's considered like a Baba Derech, like a traveler, and then Kinyan Shvisa in that place actually getting there. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Mechaber just says it like this, it's Lashon Rambam, but the Mishnah Berurah Paskin says, many Rishonim say, Rashi, many Rishonim say, discussing a person who's a random traveler who intended to get there, in the end someone convinced him to stay, stop off on the way and sleep on the way, or he decided to go sleep somewhere else along the way, but he still wants to be kind of Shvisa over there. But the whole reason why I went out there was to make Erev Tchumen there, they ain't changed mind, now I'm not going to go there. I'll be kind of Shvisa without going there, by making an Amira, by just saying Shvisa, someone complaining, that doesn't work. Then he has to actually go there and be the Banish Moshes, or bring food there, Muslims say, Suda, have Shvisa. Either Ma'ar Raglev or Ma'ar Bapas. Now, the Mechaber says, we're discussing over here again, a traveler who did not make it there, or an Ani. But an Ani also, a poor person, doesn't so much food, Chazad not Matriachim to have to give up two suitors with the food and put it over there, nor do you want Matriachim to have to sit there by Ashmoshes. But somebody who's neither a traveler, nor is he an Ani, he could afford to leave two suitors with the food there and still go back home, have food at home, and food by the Makom Erev. For him, this does not work. Unless he's a traveler. By a traveler, it always works. Mechaber is either a traveler or an ani or a poor man. Shvisa, someone complaining, works. Mishnah Berurah says when the Bir Lachim brings out from the Paiskim that even by an ani, they're not makel to say Shvisa, someone complaining, only by a traveler. And that's the Chayyot of Paskins, not like the Mechaber says either a traveler or an ani. Rather, dependent on being a traveler. That a traveler who's not an ani could say Shvisa, someone complaining, and a traveler is an ani could. But if he's not a traveler, he's not someone who's Baba Derech, Hechsa B'Derech, then does not help to say Shvisa, someone complaining, you have to either go Ma'arav B'Ragla, being the Banish Moshes, or be Ma'arav B'Pas.